our dedicated smartphone app. Go to ribblefm.com.
Are you listening? Thought so. The radio is always on and people are always listening. So what better way to let people know about your business than radio advertising? With advertising packages starting at just £25 per week, get your business heard 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. For more details, get in touch now on 01200 40 73 73 or email studio at ribblefm.com. Your business growth starts here on Ribble FM.
Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Low cloud and hill fog through the morning, with a few showers turning much drier through the afternoon though, with bright or sunny spells developing. Feeling warmer in sunshine with a maximum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
And Faith here live on Ribble FM. The boys are in the room. Good afternoon to Big Phil.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to Morgs.
Hello.
Oh, do you know what we should have done?
What?
When he said good afternoon to us.
Go on.
We should have gone, good afternoon, Lee. Good afternoon, everybody. You know, like I used to do at school.
Yeah. Yeah, but you need those.
It.
You need those syllables, and your name has got them. Good afternoon, Mr. Hayworth. It's only your name can carry it. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show this Wednesday afternoon. Some great topics for you today. We've got some real food in the studio as well. There's one that's definitely going to be for Phil. without doubt.
Is it this one I've got in my hand?
I think so.
Okay.
There's definitely one that's wrapped up that is right up Morgan Street. And then there's one of my favourites as well. So
we're having a taste of all of them, right?
But we're having a taste of all of them, right, so we get to choose. And so big shout out this afternoon to Mark down at the Artisan Bakers on Worley Road. Now, we need to clear something up for Mark, because there is there was another Artisan Bakers. Not Mark's Artisan Bakers, but another one. And it's always on social media. Oh, it's closing again, you know, it's closing. Mark's Artisan Bakers on Worley Road is not closing. In fact, we got some breaking news later. We're going to give a bit of a reveal, because he's got something new coming to the shop.
Which, big reveal.
The big reveal. But all today's tasty treats are courtesy of Mark. Now, we know he can bake. We know he can make good stuff. But today we're going to be doing the litmus test by tasting a few of them live on air.
You say that, but it's really not a test at all. We know it's going to be good. We just wanted to eat something.
Yeah, having said that, though, you know, in the true spirit of impartiality, Phil and I tried another coffee shop last week, didn't we?
We did, indeed.
It's taken us a while. We're going to be talking about that as well. As well as a great music mix. All that coming up on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show.
What am I doing without you? You make me feel happy when I leave you behind. It plays my mind now, honey. What am I doing without you? Oh, took for granted everything we had. As if I find someone who's just like you. Oh, we got a little world of our own. I'll tell you things that no one else knows. I'll let you in when no one else goes. What am I doing without you? All of the things I've been looking for. What am I do without you? What am I do without you? Well, I guess I'm ready for settling down. I'm fooling around this over. And I swear it's true. No buts or maybes. But when I'm falling down, what am I doing without you? Will it feel right now? What am I doing without you?
It was, of course, Westlife.
Put your hands in air for
our own.
Put them down.
No, that's the
put
audience.
Them down.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Yeah, we've had a sneaky taste, haven't we?
Well, I haven't yet.
I haven't yet either. It's only you that has, pal. My goodness me. I could not stop it.
Really?
We've had it. Just you.
Well, just me's had a sneaky taste then. Right, so the first one out of the trap. No, Phil, we've got to be honest. Because if we're not honest, it's unfair to Mark. Yeah? So, the first one was two of Mark's chocolate cookies. Right? Oof. First of all, they're huge. Aren't they? In the way that size of chocolate cookies
goes.
A proper
big cookie, that's what you need.
But you get two of them in the packet. So, they are made with real Belgian chocolate as well, which I love. You can tell the difference as well. So, Morgs, get some in your gob.
I'm getting some in now.
Get it in your gob. Give me a quick taste, and then I want your appraisal. Right, Phil, you're up next. Come on. You need to have a taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, come on, Morgs, talk to me.
Mega.
While I have a taste.
It's like... another taste, you mean? It's like the raisin cookies that you get from the supermarket, but, like, better, if that makes sense.
Right.
Is that nice, slightly bitter... what's the word I'm looking for? That ingredient, not golden syrup. What's the other one? Black licorice? No, not black licorice.
Black treacle.
There's a bit of black treacle in there. You get that nice sweetness of the chocolate. I think there's some raisins in there as well.
Mm.
It's a little bit crumbly.
I didn't get raisins. I think it was just chocolate chips in there. Oh,
I
wow.
I might be losing my plot then, but that's amazing.
I see what I like, that it's not oversweet.
It's not oversweet, but it is a bit crumbly. That's the only thing I'll say.
The other thing is, you can tell that it's a homemade one. It doesn't feel like a cheap cookie. Do you know what I mean? That is really delicious.
Do you know now, one thing you couldn't do with it?
If Mark's, you couldn't pick it up and eat it.
Or dunk it in a brew.
No, you couldn't. So, Mark, if you're listening, which I know we chatted this morning, those two cookies in the packet now are literally just a pile of crumbs. Literally. Because it's just broken up into, like, bits. Taste-wise, contents-wise, delicious. But it looks more like a bowl of...
oats.
Oats and cereal, doesn't it, now?
It does.
Mm.
But it's not stopping Morgs. Go on, lad.
As far as I'm concerned, give me a spoon.
Yeah. That is...
Are you enjoying that, yeah?
Yeah.
Good lad.
Morgs, do you get a bit of cinnamon?
Yeah.
Mmm. Oh, wow. Mmm. That's
delicious.
Really good. Right, so... got two more treats from Morgs, but... I'm just going to sow the seed for the next one, okay? We've now moved on. Oh, my goodness, that's delicious. we've now moved on from lab-created meat steak, all right? There's another new one in the stable that's just been released this week.
In the stable, is that a clue?
No.
Okay.
And the wording, if I may just bring it up again really quickly. Morgs, will you stop it with that cookie?
It's good.
The introduction is, in an unassuming building in Stratford, East London, British startup Better Dairy...
I swear
is
to you.
Making...
No, you need to stop now.
...is making...
This is what I talked about with you the other week on this show. We have spoke about this already.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
All right, I'll have some more cookie there.
We have. You're cheating my lines and my news. You do not take my news and go as your own.
Right, up next. Did you... Do you wish you'd have gone?
Oasis?
Yeah.
Yeah, do I ever?
I do.
No.
Oh, I do. I wish I'd well gone.
We'll be right back.
Don't Look Back in Anger, classic from the boys themselves. Yeah, I do wish I'd gone, Phil. The Heaton Park one especially, yeah. Which was like the home ground. When
homecoming, isn't it? Yeah, I love that.
Right, so this little, I can only call it a lab, because it is, in Stratford, East London.
You're finishing it, are you?
And they're making cheese. Now, yeah. I don't remember you saying it, so I do apologise.
Yep.
But the age-old question, did we agree that we'd taste it and try it or
we
not?
We said we'd have a go, but is it... It's just weird. Because cheese is one of the things that's not particularly difficult to make either, is it, really?
No, and I think...
There's a process behind it for a reason, because the more you age it, the tastier it gets.
Yeah.
Do we need to?
But I also think they should just call it, like, white stuff. Because it's not what they describe it as, is it? Do you know what I mean? So, could I have a quarter of the cheddar white stuff, please?
But I think also what we decided is, out of the two, the processed meat and the processed cheese, we'd do the cheese over the meat.
Yeah. Well, the next release, same lab. And now working on chicken. So lab-grown chicken. I think chicken seems to me to be quite a pure product, pure protein. And I think any messing with it might just put me off a little bit. I'm not too sure. What do you think?
Again, I think it's one of them I'd probably have a go at, but I can't say... I don't think I'd be open-minded enough either. I know you'd...
Yeah, give me it.
You'd
Same? Would you try any of them?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't prefer one over the other?
So what? I don't know what's going on with the cheese.
So they're like, they're processing it, so they're growing it, basically.
So it'd be like lab-grown cheese. Absolutely no dairy in it whatsoever, but it's lab-grown and it's supposed to be identical. It's never seen an udder.
Gun to my head, cheese first.
Yeah.
Meat second.
Yeah.
Chicken third.
Okay, Morgs.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think I'd be the same as you. Cheese, then the beef, and then...
That's because we're older and wiser.
The chicken would be the last resort, I think. Right, still to come, we got a little bit of Mel and Kim, and then the next taste test from Mark's Artisan Bakery, here live on the Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
The Fireplace Warehouse. A warm welcome and Britain's biggest choice.
For a limited period only, a free Living Flame gas or electric fire. Yes, a free Living Flame gas or electric fire with every fireplace over £899. Also, 10% off all our stunning media wall fires.
The Fireplace Warehouse. A warm welcome and Britain's biggest choice.
The Fireplace Warehouse, Accrington Road, Burnley.
It's time to get away with a foldaway. Escape to the country with one of our folding mobility scooters. Here at Modern Mobility, we understand the importance of keeping your independence and enjoying days out with your family and friends. We have some of the lightest and quickest folding mobility scooters, so you don't have to miss out on anything. With easy payment options and friendly experts on hand at all times, finding your ideal scooter has never been easier. Why not visit our shop, located on Castle Street, or give us a call on 01200 760 006 and discover your perfect staycation scooter now.
Looking for top talent or your next big opportunity? Meet Rapid Recruit, your local recruitment experts. From forklift drivers and HGV technicians, admin staff and warehouse heroes. You name it, we find it, we deliver it. Employers want skilled, compliant staff at short notice? Job seekers want a career that fits your life with full training before you start? Then call 01282 459 669 now or visit rapid-recruit.com and register today.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Pressure on every night.
A bit of Mel and Kim at Respectable. Fruity Drink Show live on Rebel FM. We are now about to dive into... No, we got to be honest, haven't we? We got to be honest. It's the way the show works. If we're not honest, nobody will ever believe us. We've already done it. We've absolutely smashed
that scone
the living life out of that scone.
That scone
is gone.
Is gone.
Hey. Scone's gone.
Come on, man. I'm seeing it.
Have you posted a picture of the scone, what it looked like?
I have.
Right, really quickly, for those of you that are pretty switched on, got your phone with you, and you've got your Facebook page open on the Ribble FM Facebook page, now post that image.
The latest one.
So you'll see a picture of me looking like a gremlin, the most unflattering photo ever.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
And not seeing it.
The delightful looking scone, and then the gone scone.
Morgs, what did you think? We've baked scones at home.
Yes.
With purveyors of the old jam, cream and butter scone. Mm. What do you think of that, Matt?
I think that was very nice. Nice depth to it. Not too dense, nice and light.
Can we just go back to Morgan, please? I don't know who that other fella is.
I think rather eloquent, don't you think?
No, I just need to know, what do you think about the scone?
I think it was good.
I'll do. Phil?
We're all right, that. Do you know what it could have done with?
One extreme to the other.
Do you know what it could have done with?
I know.
A little bit of clotted cream, a bit of jam on top, bang.
Right, here's a question.
Cream or jam first?
No. Cream or squirty cream?
Like, no, you need proper clotted cream.
Yes. If anybody puts squirty cream right near a scone, then, or scone, whichever one you choose. Has his beeper gone off?
No, what we're about to do then is take the mickey out of me for saying clotted cream. Something's gone down the wrong hole and he's disappeared out to cough. That serves him right.
The scone for me was huge.
That was
I mean,
scone.
That is a massive scone. Easily enough for two people in one of those. Buttered, thank you, Mark, for buttering it for us. But it was light, it was a bit crumbly. That really. You said something that people fight over this, don't they? The top. Why is the top better?
Top's better than the bottom.
Why, though? It's ridiculous, isn't it? But So, definitely a scone to buy. Scone, Bobby. Private joke.
What's
scone, Bobby?
What's next one?
So you can't tell you about that one. We've got because that one for me.
You've like proper hidden that as well.
I think that's going to be the one that you and Morgs are going to go.
Do you know what
it
is?
Oh my!
I have no
goodness.
Idea what it is.
Definitely no.
Well, let's come to the party.
No, it's next. Right, so there you go. The scone got a resounding thumbs up from everybody here. Right, going to play a little bit of Hayley Steinfeld next, and after that, it's the hidden one, the one they're desperate to try.
Sitting here jaded. Yeah, I fell asleep with the makeup still all on my skin. Wide awake again. I'm praying I make it. I'm stepping the 12, but it's somewhere I've already been. Diamonds won't fool me, cause I'm too far gone. Wish I could get back the air in my lungs. I've been so messed up, it's bad for my heart. And I wish it was easy. Now I fall asleep with the light, I'm still without you. So I'll make amends. And I'll buy myself flowers. And then when they die, I'll be happy that they got me through. Diamonds won't fool me, cause I'm too far gone. Wish I could get back the air in my lungs. Bye.
just after 1:30 on this Wednesday afternoon with a bit of Hayley Steinfeld. Now, last week, Phil and I have been trying for a couple of weeks to get there. Various issues why we couldn't get there, but last week we got there.
Where did we go? Where did we go?
We got to Knead and Grind.
Oh, we did.
The new coffee shop at the top of Castle Street.
Yep.
Owned by Tom from Tom's Table and Kate, of course. Now,
Hiya, Tom.
It is the major break. Tom gave us a little bit of insight that Knead and Grind really is all down to Kate. She did all the design inside, made a lot of it herself. When you walk in, you don't feel like you're in England, do you? It's very continental, don't you think?
Cool little place. Yeah, really cool little place. And the little alleyway as well.
The alleyway, for me, is what sold it, because it was that busy. Idea. It was full inside, so we couldn't get inside. And Kate said, just try the alleyway. So the alleyway is kind of themed on like a Copenhagen coffee house, because in Copenhagen, all the back alleys are full. They're all full to the brim. They've got tables, chairs, and you can go and sit in there and... You know what I mean? So it's that kind of like that back alley cafe culture. So
I'm very gutted I didn't get to come along.
I know. I'm sorry, mate. So we got coffees, we got cakes. You got something savoury.
I did.
What was it? Just describe it.
It was focaccia bread with pesto, mozzarella and sun-dried tomatoes.
What cake did you get? I can't remember.
Same as you. We got those. Pistachio pucks.
Pistachio pucks. That's one for the mic protector, isn't it? Do it again.
It's off camera, aren't they?
Do it again.
Pistachio puck.
Yeah, you see, you get that plosive. Anyway, Radio 101, don't speak into the mic. So, and I also got Portuguese custard tart.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Panata.
What?
Panata.
It's Portuguese tart. Come
yeah. And sat in that little alleyway, it was really cool, wasn't it?
You know what I really wanted to do?
You can watch, it's good for people watching.
I used to smoke.
Yeah.
And there was part of me that thought, this is now coffee, cake, ciggy.
Yeah.
And it is that European culture kind of vibe.
Now, obviously, we are not condoning smoking in any way, shape, or form. We've got to do that.
Silly.
But you know when you go to these little back streets in, like, at Spain, and there's the guy there that's looking really cool, white shirt, chinos.
Yeah,
little,
big cigar.
Cigar, espresso. Just looks cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's going back to the Hollywood days, isn't it? When it was cool. But the Copenhagen cafe culture is supposedly untouchable. It's supposed to be the best in the world.
But what did they say? Their worst is our best.
Yes.
And no matter where you get a coffee from, it's a great coffee, even off like...
Like the little street vendors, mobile trucks and stuff.
Even that is banging coffee.
I don't know if they changed the blend or anything, but I asked for something along the lines of a blonde roast latte, but quite strong. And then you said, no, just get flat white.
Yeah, we've got a couple of flat whites,
didn't we? Ended up with the coffee is absolutely out of this world.
Espresso or a black Americano every day of the week.
Yeah, you're really into your sort of like raw coffee though, aren't you? It's just... Yeah,
The cat poo coffee.
I haven't.
No.
That's something that we need to get hold of for you to try.
See if we can get some.
I can't remember what it's called.
But overall, Knead and Grind gets an absolute thumbs up from the food and drink team here at Ribble FM. We loved it. Right, Phil's favourite band and Phil's favourite song. I know he's going to be singing to this. He's going to be singing to this for the rest of the afternoon, I promise you.
Love ain't here anymore. No love ain't here anymore. let go.
Won't let go.
Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Is debt piling up on your doorstep? Are you avoiding opening letters or answering calls? Is debt weighing you down? Start lifting that burden today. Christians Against Poverty are here to give you a helping hand to deal with the paperwork, the calls, the stress, and ultimately, to find freedom from debt. A member of our Clitheroe Debt Centre team can visit you in your home in the BB7 postcode area. Give us a call on 0800 328 0006 and start your CAP journey now. That's 0800 328 0006.
At Bowcutt BMW, our competitive service prices offer up to 40% discount on BMWs over 3 years old. Our expert technicians know your BMW inside out, and we only use genuine parts which come with a 2-year warranty. Top quality servicing at a seriously competitive price. Book your next service online with us today. Search Bowcutt BMW in Blackburn or Preston. Think BMW, think Bowcutt.
Summer's here, and it's the perfect time to transform your kitchen. At Ramsbottom Kitchen Company, our family-run business has been serving the Northwest for nearly 30 years with stunning kitchens at prices you won't find anywhere else. Visit our showroom on Union Street, Ramsbottom, and discover amazing designs to suit every style and budget. Don't miss out. Make this summer the season you live, love, and eat in style with Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. Pop in today or go to ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Chone. Chone and a half. Alanis Morissette.
Proper Chone.
Hand in my pocket.
Not as
well,
good as the one before.
Are you ready?
You love a bit of Take That.
I do like a bit of Take That.
You were singing. I couldn't resist putting the fade on.
Yeah, I know.
When you hit that chorus line.
Rat bag. Little rat bag.
Well, boys, the time has arrived.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
Right, come on.
Right, so I'm going to lift up the first part of the tissue paper so you might just be able to see a profile. Right, Phil, your guess.
I'm going an apple turnover.
Okay, Morgs?
I don't know. I really don't know.
This. No, this. If Mark's done us justice, and I know he will have, this will be the one. Because there's not many can pull it off. Are you ready? Ready?
Go on.
It is a genuine New York baked cheesecake.
Wow. Oh,
and new
Mark.
Morgs will be over. Right, first of all, can we just appreciate it in all its visual glory?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good, is that?
Look at that crust at the back. The base is like crushed biscuit with raisins in. I mean, look at that.
That's a fair beast of a bit of cake.
Look at that.
You won't be getting it back, sorry.
And like a baked cheesecake should be, it's quite dense. Morgs, you're up first,
As
go
someone who has had baked cheesecake in New York,
yeah,
this will be a test.
Right, let's go. Come on. In the meantime, a fan of cheesecake, Phil?
Yep.
Yep. Fruit cheesecakes or just plain?
Either or.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, we can't get that in. Look at that. He's struggling. I do like a lemon cheesecake.
Because it's quite refreshing.
It's refreshing, yeah.
Do you know
there's a place in Italy called Amalfi, the Amalfi Coast, where they do some really good lemons? Did you know that?
Yeah. Speaking of lemon, there's a bit of zest in this.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm going to download that bit where you were singing. Take that. I'm going to download it turn it into a meme.
It doesn't really matter, though, because you've got that video of me on the stage. So that's irrelevant.
We'd been up to St. Mary's Hall, and all of a sudden Phil felt he was like in his musical element. What would it be like to perform on stage? Next thing you know, he's on stage singing. What were you singing?
I can't remember
what it was. You're not going to try and put all that in, surely? Oh, come on.
Don't watch.
Right, Morgs, your appraisal of that, please. That baked cheesecake. Come on, Morgs.
How'd you fit all that in your mouth? I'm sorry.
Come on.
It was incredible.
Really?
Yeah, there's a perfect zest. There's a nice buttery biscuit base.
Yeah.
That crust at the top is just nice and short, but not too much.
Okay.
And yet the consistency of the actual cheesecake itself is nice, it's firm.
Oh.
It's creamy.
That's good, that.
That
bit of zest.
That's good, that.
What's in that base?
Shall I deconstruct while you're eating?
Mm.
You won't get all that. Oh, my goodness me. Like a Henry vacuum, then.
There's a story about a Henry vacuum in Clitheroe. Anyway, go on. That is good.
Yeah, there are. It's a raisiny biscuit base, that.
That is good. Very, very good.
Mm.
I am a big fan. I could have just done with... I know it's obviously not something to do with Mark's.
Bit of cream.
But, no. I would have liked it just slightly fresher out the fridge.
Oh.
It's not cold.
I see what you mean. So it was just slightly chilled.
Yeah.
Because...
That's because we've had it in the office and in the, since we picked it up this morning.
That is fabulous. I love that texture of the... There you go. Let me just grab one. Come on, let me have one more piece.
All
and
right,
then you can finish it then. I don't know what's in the base, but the base is incredible. There you go, mate.
It's a buttery biscuit base.
Mm.
I don't think you can do impressions of him anymore.
Mm. Why?
Is he not like...
Oh, right.
Not really investigation stuff.
Right.
Is he?
Oh.
I'm going to play a quick tune. From our mate, Grace Davis. If you haven't got the album... The album's called Wrong Side of 25. I urge you to go and get this album because it is truly superb. And what a lot of people don't know about the album from Grace is the fact that it's independent. She's done it all herself, financed it, funded it, and everything. Just incredible. But the title song, Love This, Super Love Me from Grace Davis, is up next on Ribble FM.
It felt so supernatural to have you call me, super kind of comfortable to have you around. Why'd you have to make it like you super love me if you're only gonna go and super let me down? Thank you.
Well, that is it from the Food and Drink Show for today. We've got one more thing that we want to talk to you about really quickly.
What?
Yeah? It is the fast food update. Welcome to today's fast food update. Now, you clocked it as well.
I knew you'd clock it. Got an email.
Or did you?
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
You're on the newsletter.
You can't be on the newsletter for the Archers.
I've got to be. I've signed up for the app and they send me marketing.
I'm on the app and I don't get regular newsletters.
Right, okay. Well, hang on a minute. If we're talking about the app, have you got the app?
I have.
Yeah. How many points have you got stacked?
Not many now.
Right, okay. Here we go.
Morgan, why
don't you just prepare your app? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see how many points you've got.
I already know roughly what it is.
Do you actually? Have you got a ridiculous number of points?
Right, come on, Phil. How many points have you got stuck? Because you can turn the points into money, can't you?
Well, you can turn the points into free food. So every now and again, when I'm going on to our sister station at Burnley, I'll stop and get like a free breakfast.
Ah, okay.
So I've got 2,802 points.
Wow. What does that equate to, money-wise, roughly?
Well, I could give 2,500 points away as £2.50 fair share donation.
Right, okay.
So 2,500 is about £2.50.
Yeah.
I have...
Come on!
52,486 points.
Why are you not eating free Mackies then?
Because...
What are you doing?
Because that's what he's like. He'd rather hoard the points.
For what?
Absolutely.
What are you hoarding them for?
It just means I can always get a free meal if I need one.
So let me just tell you what's happening tomorrow. Lunch is on him tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right, it is.
Free points.
Well, you can only redeem certain things with the points.
Yeah, but that's 52 quid.
You just choose off the things that you can redeem off.
52,000 points, that's ridiculous. anyway, really quickly, so talking about Mackey's, the change is that what they deem as the best burger they've ever made, the Big Tasty, is back. The Big Tasty and Bacon is a cracking burger. However...
Not what got my attention.
It's only in East Anglia. The rest of the country's not having it.
Oh.
And there are some other old favourites that are coming back, and they're not going to let us have them either.
Why?
But do you know how they redeem themselves? Yeah?
Spicy nuggets?
No, a new McFlurry. Jaffa cake. Ugh. Oh, yes. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been the Food and Drink Show. Ta-ra from me.
Toodaloo.
And...
Bye-bye.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. Have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.